With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There has been a shooting by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Sources say that the person had a firearm. More on that, but first, as many as 180 million Americans are about to be impacted by a severe winter storm, expected to stretch all the way from Texas up through New England, citing comments from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Please use common sense. And please show courtesy and grace in the days ahead. Please stay off the roads. Please look after your neighbors.
Governor Moore has declared a state of emergency ahead of severe winter weather in the region. A 51-year-old man shot by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis has died. The AP shows that Governor Tim Walz says the person was shot Saturday amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. A DHS spokeswoman said in text messages that the person had a firearm. After doing very little domestic travel during his first year in office, President Trump will be gassing up Air Force One more often this year. For House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McGlain of Michigan, holding on to that slim majority is job one.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous mess that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us.
More than 11,000 flights have been canceled for the weekend across the U.S. as a monster storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country bears down. The storm threatens to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass an abortion amendment.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful that the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Birch of Alliance Defending Freedom says it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, then we need to come to terms with that truth. And he adds, the sooner that we do that, the better. ADF has been a leader in defending state laws that keep boys out of girls' sports. This is SRN News. A pre-dawn landslide on Indonesia's main island of Java killed at least 8 people on Saturday and left 82 missing as rescuers struggled through deep mud searching for survivors.
The landslide in the village in West Bandung region occurred when most residents were asleep. The region has witnessed intense rains for the past few days. Residents in areas which are known to be prone to landslides have been ordered to evacuate. The disaster comes just weeks after more than 1,000 people died in landslides and flooding in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Aceh provinces.
Authorities say that they have arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has said that they're looking to arrest him. More details at SRNnews.com.